Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, and Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, it's Denise Simon, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, Congressman Mike McCaul, Republican of Texas, on a Sunday talk show, said that the United States has projected weakness since the troop withdrawal in Afghanistan and continues even as Russia is tightening the noose around the Ukraine, sending a very bad message to both Russia and China.
Well, Russia and China kind of knew this anyway, but it was kind of a validation on all things Afghanistan. Imagine if, right about now, if we had taken the gear out of Afghanistan and sent it to Ukraine or to some of the countries in Eastern Europe. Imagine, where things would change immediately if that had happened.
Yeah.
But having said that, isn't it interesting? It's curious to know what is not said by the White House. And we have not heard the White House say anything about having discussions with any of the Eastern European country leaders. So has Biden spoken to Poland? Has Biden spoken to Belarus? Has Biden spoken to Romania, Estonia, Germany? Germany right now should be really classified as a rogue country.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't paid what they're supposed to pay in their NATO dues and membership. They haven't done that. They sold weapons, I think, to Estonia, and they're forbidding Estonia from sending weapons to Ukraine. Germany is forbidding Estonia from sending weapons to Ukraine. Think
wow.
about that.
Wow.
So we have this new chancellor, Germany, who's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And the Brits have already sent troops to Ukraine. So now Biden is considering sending troops, not necessarily to Ukraine. He's calling it Eastern Europe. So the question would be, well, where? Estonia, Latvia? Where is he sending them?
I heard the number's 5,000.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. what was proposed to him
mm-hmm.
at Camp David over the weekend. if he was smart, and because of what Germany is doing, we should take for the 40,000 troops that we've got stationed in Germany, and every single one of them should be redeployed into various locations in Eastern Europe, including Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it shows that we're on the offensive. But, you know, so why isn't this White House having a very serious confab with the Chancellor of Germany? His name's Schultz, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. In the meantime, we got people that are leaving Ukraine for safety reasons, and we're telling anybody that is considering traveling to Ukraine for whatever reason, don't. We have a traveler's advisory to stay out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I remember correctly, wasn't there a time that Russia was very mad at the United States because we got involved in Syria?
Yep.
And Russia was only involved in Syria to defend Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And Russia is telling the United States, you are on the wrong side of where you need to be in Syria, and Syria is a sovereign country. So, you know, shame on you, United States. Well, why aren't we not throwing that back in the face of the Kremlin and saying, well, Ukraine is a sovereign country. Why are you getting involved? To the point where it was the Brits' intelligence that came out and said that the Russians, that Putin had already designated top government and military officials to be stationed, to be the leaders of Ukraine once Ukraine comes under Russian rule.
Well, they have a plan to install the pro-Kremlin leadership there, do they not?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that we have some serious things to think about here in the next days ahead. And I would also say that Taiwan has been put on notice because we got, I think, was it three warplanes that China flew into Taiwan airspace.
Correct.
Not just around it, into it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, now what? So we're not in a very good spot, and I'm sure that Biden is being told some realities coming out of the Pentagon, but I'm not sure this guy's such a critical thinker that he can make the right decision.
Hold that thought. We're going to break, and we'll be right back with more folks. This is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Jeff, take it away.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now. So it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. Appreciate you doing that. And this portion of the program brought to you by GEICO. G-E-I-C-O is the way you spell that, GEICO Insurance. And they've been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including moi, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local GEICO office or the GEICO website, GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O, on the word GEICO, can help you find coverage for almost anything that you own. Now, they'll offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They'll cover all that, too. And where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowner's or your renter's insurance or your condo insurance with the vehicles that you're driving. That's when you save a bunch of money. Now, how do you find out about that? Go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can either find out who your agent is, or you can get a quote right there, right off the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out. Maybe they can save you some money. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Now, China has been taunting the U.S. Navy lately, not just the warships, but some of our planes that we have flying routine missions out there. And the latest outbursts burst seems to be just to keep them in the international spotlight. And we talked about the fact that they did fly four of their planes directly on top of and over Taiwanese airspace, which caused a lot of apprehension for a few minutes.
Question becomes, why are we allowing this to happen?
Right.
You know, this is not a new phenomenon. And so surely after several years of this going on, especially with the islands, China built in the South China Sea, and the fact that they keep threatening not only Taiwan, but they're also threatening Japan.
Yep.
And that we have Russia doing the same thing to Northern Europe and to the United States over in Alaska. What are we doing? I mean, why are we not sending installing some kind of consequence for this?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I mean, how much do we have to tolerate? It's kind of like Iran. How much do we have to keep tolerating with Iran? With what they're doing in Iraq and over there in Yemen, that we want to even continue these talks on the Iranian nuclear deal. I mean, something is just very wrong in all of this, that we're so tolerant and there's no consequence for rogue behavior.
Well, maybe they're calling in their markers with all their money they gave Biden and company.
Well, I don't know what that necessarily has to do with it, but...
Well, when they say, hey, remember we gave you a million for this, a billion for that, 500,000 for that, and they remind...
Yeah, well, what does that mean?
Well,
we got it.
It's called extortion or bribery, and politicians have been known to do that to each other.
Yeah. But at this point, do you put that in front of national... security and you know, foreign policy of the United States? I mean, something's just wrong here.
Yeah. I think the Democrats would before the Republicans, but then that's just me. By the way, great big deal going on in D.C. yesterday. As a matter of fact, over the weekend, it started, I guess, on Friday. Defeat the Mandates March yesterday, about 50,000 people calling for an end to the COVID-19 vaccine requirements, and the draconian laws were out there. And then, of course, they had the one the day before there on Friday.
Right to Life, March for
Life.
That
was it. And another big group of people there. I wonder if they stuck around to do both.
I don't know. It's pretty cold in Washington, D.C. to be doing both of those. But yesterday's event was part and parcel on Robert Kennedy Jr., because he has his new book about the vaccines, and it's not very favorable.
Right.
And Dr. Robert Malone also spoke there, and he is the, and I think I'm going to say this right, he is the inventor of mRNA, and he has no use for these mandates.
I think that's correct.
This is still in the experimental stage, according to him. So they were both, I think, speakers. Malone was definitely a speaker. I'm not sure if Robert Kennedy Jr. was or not, but I think he was part of the organization piece.
Okay, now coming out of Texas, and this is choice. This is really choice. Frame this one, folks. Beto O'Rourke said, and I quote, "He is not interested in any help from Joe Biden during the Texas gubernatorial campaign."
Rather toxic, isn't he?
No kidding. But of all things, Beto O'Rourke. Now, he was going to be, what was he going to be? The gun czar under Biden. Was that it?
How'd that work out?
Yeah, you're right. How did that work out?
But you remember when he was running for Texas Senate against Ted Cruz, that was one of the most expensive Senate races on history. Until we went over to the one in Georgia.
Yep.
So now he decides he wants to be governor.
Yep.
So there's a lot of people in that race over there working to be governor of Texas.
Former Lieutenant Colonel Alan West is running, and according to him, he's the leader in the clubhouse. I don't think so, but that's him.
I don't think so. I don't either, but here's where we are.
Yep. Now, the New York governor has blamed, and this is, you know, here we go again with the Democrats. New York governor has blamed a shot from an illegal gun for killing the New York police officers that have recently been killed. A shot from an illegal gun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, give me a break.
I'm not sure it's worthy of a comment here at this point.
No, because these people just can continue to show their insanity and their drive to try to get rid of weapons. And there's always going to be Saturday night specials. I mean, you can almost walk any major city. You can almost walk up on a street corner, say, "Hey, man, I'm looking for a little something. You know where I could get it?" And you're going to find it somewhere. You're going to find it.
No argument from me.
Yep. By the way, did you hear about this cruise ship that was on the way back?
I did.
What the hell?
That was pretty fascinating.
800 people on board the ship?
Not quite. There were 300 passengers and 400 crew. And you can't fill up a ship with just 300 passengers. But the ship is based out of Hong Kong. And apparently it's one of the top luxury liners. But they owe in excess of $4 million in fuel.
Jeez.
Going back to last year. And they've been negotiating with the cruise lines, I think it's called Port Petro, whatever the name of the company is that sells them gasoline. They've been negotiating back and forth, and they were supposed to have paid up $1.4 million at least. And it hadn't been paid. So the fuel company issued an arrest warrant working with a judge in Miami. I don't know who was necessarily going to have arrested, but they decided because of this warrant that they weren't going to port in Miami, so they ported it over in Bimini a day later. And then it sent those people on the ship scrambling on how they get back to the United States.
Well, sure.
So I think there was some kind of a ferry that was hired that brought them back and forth from Bimini to the United States. But in the meantime, I don't know what they're going to do about this ship because they owe a lot of money and haven't been paying their bills.
Well, what are you going to do? Go out to sea and run out of fuel and just float?
I have no idea, but right now it's in Bimini, I guess.
All righty. Well, to be continued. I hear the music coming up. So you have yourself a great day. Stay warm on the mountaintop because it's downright chilly out. By the way, it's now down to 37 here where I'm at.
Okay.
All right. Stay warm. Talk to you tomorrow. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Check her out. And in the meantime, I'll be back with our first military and veterans news segment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia is denying a claim by the British government that it plans to install a pro-Russian leader in Ukraine. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Secretary of State Antony Blinken explains the path forward.
Even as we're building up deterrence, even as we're building up defense for Ukraine, we're also engaged in diplomacy and dialogue. And I met, as you know, with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva just a few days ago to try to find out if there is a real path forward on diplomacy and dialogue.
Reports are coming in that the State Department could begin evacuating the families of U.S. Embassy personnel in Ukraine. A shipment of Javelin anti-armor missiles, which was made in the U.S., is headed to Kiev. President Biden says they're ready to impose consequences if Russia does begin to invade Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yep, it is time for our military and veterans news report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at, and they'll train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy does have their two campuses where you can learn to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. The first one, of course, is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm over here in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. In either case, you should give them a call. I'll give you the number in a minute. And ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, whichever is closest to you, so you can see what it is that's involved. Now, you'll be able to talk to the students, you'll be able to talk to the instructors, and you'll be able to talk to the money people that can tell you how the student loan works, so that if you are a veteran and you've got benefits to take care of it, they can walk you through all that. And if you are a civilian and need to apply for a student loan, they can walk you through all that, whatever works. So give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Now, they have a website, too, that you can go look things up at, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Now, don't forget, you'll also be able to find them with their golf tournament that they've got upcoming. Because on February the 2nd, at the Innisbrook Island course, the National Aviation Academy Scholarship Golf Tournament will be held. Now, admission will include green fees, cart, a bag of swag. We all know you need to have some swag. Lunch and dinner, along with the awards. Now, there'll be prizes for the best putting, the longest drive. You could even win a Tesla Model Y with a hole-in-one. And the best part is, 100% of all the proceeds go to the Pinellas Community Foundation Scholarship Fund for students at National Aviation Academy. Now, you can find out more by visiting naa.edu/golf. That's naa.edu/golf. Or call them at 727-531-2080. That's 727-531-2080. Check it out. Maybe you might want to participate in that golf course or golf tournament on the 2nd of February. Well, you've heard me talking all night long about Russia and about Ukraine. Right now, Russia's defense ministry is drilling naval drills amidst all these Ukrainian tensions. It involves over 140 warships and more than 60 aircraft going on right now. Now, we just heard over the weekend that we have an aircraft carrier being assigned to the region along with its battle force, along with some of our allies that'll be there in the region. So things are really beginning to heat up. We've also heard over the weekend that the United States is considering sending troops to the Ukraine or somewhere in the region. We've heard it could be as many as 5,000 troops. Don't know exactly where they're going or if that many is going to go. Britain's already got troops there. It looks like as if there may be more coming from some other NATO countries as well. We'll see. Now, again, the Ukraine is not a member of NATO yet. And that is the tipping point, the breaking bar, apparently, for Russia if the Ukraine becomes a member of NATO. We'll see. Now, we also know that our U.S. Embassy personnel and others in the region are being ordered to evacuate. That started a little while ago. About the time we came on the air, they started putting people on planes and flying them out and whatnot of the Ukraine. Some of the other big companies have already sent their people out within the last week or two before this all started to draw down to the final days of whatever is going to be. We just don't know. But it's better to be safe than sorry. And Russia right now, ladies and gentlemen, appears to be tightening the noose that they have around the neck of Ukraine. And we'll see what happens. Now, do they really want to get into a fight with the United States?
over this? It appears the United States is really soft-selling China and talking tough with Russia. Denise and I just got done talking about that. China's getting away with all sorts of stuff, whereas Russia isn't. Now, we'll see, because, again, wars have been started on a lot less, and I'm not saying there's going to be a war that's going to start. I certainly hope not. But we do know that Russia has already put in place a plan to install pro-Kremlin leadership in the Ukraine, which has got to be deeply concerning to everybody, because that means they're getting ready to march in and take control of the government and turn it over to a new bunch of people. So we'll see what happens there. It's just not going to be pretty, no matter who's in charge. It's just not going to be pretty. Now, late last week, House lawmakers advanced legislation that would automatically enroll separating service members into the Veterans Affairs medical system, an effort, of course, to streamline their access to that care in the event they need it. We'll see how that works out. And lawmakers are weighing breaking up the toxic exposures bill in the face of a $282 billion price tag. Everybody forgot to tell people about that one, huh? And, of course, Blinken and Lavrov, that's the Russian counterpart to Blinken, have already met to discuss the critical moment, wherever that might happen to be over there in the Ukraine, amid the invasion fears that are there. Biden, of course, over the weekend issued a new warning to Russia over invading the Ukraine. And with the Russians doing their naval drills and the Ukraine on top of the 140 ships and 60 airplanes, Biden's got to be scratching his head going, what do I do now, team? He's just got to be. Unbelievable. By the way, we've talked a lot about the Oath Keepers and January 6th and all that stuff. Well, leaked Oath Keepers lists has now named 20 current military members. Of course, when they enlisted in the military, they swore an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to obey the orders all the way up to those from the President of the United States. This is not going away anytime soon. This Oath Keepers thing is going to be around. They're trying to figure out if they got people in the military trying to overthrow the government. I guess what it sounds like. To be continued. To be continued. I'll be right back with Chris Markowski.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. In this segment, my discussion with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, a double wishbone suspension, and a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and they've even got heated seats. And boy, that feels great on a morning like this morning. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders. Don't forget, church pastors, too. And they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. And you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, up there in a frozen tundra. What's up?
Well, it's frozen everywhere, is it not?
Boy, oh boy, it's frozen north of me. They got temperatures below freezing, maybe 40 miles north of me, below freezing. And it gets colder the further north you go.
Well, it's not only that. West Virginia, the record lows.
Yeah.
It's never been this cold. So, you know what? Is Al Gore in town? Because wherever he seems to go, it always seems to get cold. You ever notice that?
I have. I have. Hey, listen, you talk about cold. There's a big population of ships off the coast of Mexico because it seems that what's going on is because of all the ships that didn't look good off the coast of California, they've slid them down, decided to slide them down south off Mexico. We now have more ships of all different types, sizes, kinds, waiting in line to dock at the Los Angeles and Long Beach ports. On January the 19th, 190 ships. That's more than they had in the middle of all this back in mid-October.
It's like they got to start a new video game where you're trying to get packages into the United States and you got to try to find your way to get them to the port, and then you've got to avoid the train robbers on the way to their destination. Not easy to get stuff from point A to point B anymore. It's kind of ridiculous.
Well, let me tell you something. It used to take 45 days max to get anything over here from Southeast Asia. Now it's 110 days.
And the prices of the containers and what it costs to get from point A to point B have gone through the roof.
You bet.
That's obviously impacting what we're paying here, there, and everywhere. And again, these are problems that should have been worked out, should have been solved a long time ago. It's going all in on a supply chain from one area of the world to me. I still can't seem to understand why in the world we wouldn't be investing more in, Central America and South America to put plants up for supply chain reasons, because you just stick stuff on the train. Seems a hell of a lot easier to me.
And normally, a typical U.S. grocery store would have about a 5% out-of-stock list of items on their shelves to where it wouldn't look as bad as it does now. Now that rate is estimated conservatively at 15%.
Yeah, the grocery stores are definitely feeling. I mean, it was kind of weird in the Biden press conference. He was just throwing numbers out there about what's going on at grocery stores. I actually stepped into one and I noticed it too. I noticed a lot of empty shelves there, which
you
is
bet.
Just not ordinary, not in the United States of America, not the one that I grew up in. But again, we're being told that we should be accepting all of this, and to me, it's just no. You don't accept mediocrity. You don't accept, failure. The old Gordon Gekko from Wall Street, either you get it right or you get eliminated, for crying out loud. This is patently absurd. We've got to eventually, get people in charge that can actually do something about this. What the hell? You got Mayor Pete? He has no clue what the hell he's doing. And you have the Commerce Secretary. What's the real Budo? I mean, they're useless.
Mm-hmm. Now, Larry Kudlow has said the Biden administration is in denial on inflation, the economy, and crime. Well, of course they are.
Oh, yeah. Pretend it's not happening. Nothing to see over here. Don't pay attention to this over there. And you've been able to distract people with COVID nonsense for a while, but I think people are kind of getting tired of that at this point in time. So it's going to be very difficult to keep them engaged in their BS. So crime. I mean, there's a horror story. I mean, on a perpetual basis in New York City where I live, something every single day, something horrific happens, and the nothing really being done. The mayor that they had great hopes for, he's not doing a damn thing. Especially when you catch and release, you let bad guys out of jail. What do you think is going to happen? They're going to come back and they're going to commit crimes again. I mean, every single one of these people, if you see these horrific crimes, I said, I bet you they were arrested 5 times last year. I bet you they have a rap sheet a mile long. Now, at what point in time do we as a society say, okay, you know what? I'm sorry. You can't participate anymore. You can't get along with everybody else. And we don't do that. We just let everybody out.
Unfortunately, everything you said is correct.
I know.
Absolutely, 100% correct, unfortunately. It shouldn't be that way, but it is.
Yeah. It's kind of what we do, our business, Matt. It's unfortunate in the sense that we have to talk so often about, you know, things that just don't make sense, that society, and we've got to, you know, we've got to alert people to this stuff. Mm. Elections have consequences. And we can get some better people in.
And here's the kicker with all of that. Now the New York City Dems that voted to defund the cops are praising the cops and calling for more money to crack down on crime.
When that whole thing was going on, two summers ago, I mean, you and I talked. I said, this is not going to end well.
No.
This is bad. You don't want to do this. This is horrible. And, look at what you did. Look at what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Plain as day. I mean, you're gonna be brain dead not to think that this was going to happen. But again, right now, doesn't matter who you put it. You can put Giuliani back in charge
of
a place like New York. If you've got a district attorney that's not going to prosecute crime and are going to let everyone go, there's nothing really you can do because the cops are going to say, you know what, forget about it. Now, why am I going to even bother with these crimes if they're just, I got to fill out paperwork and they're going to let them go? Doesn't make any sense.
And the worst part of it is they've had 5 police officers killed in the last 8 days in New York.
I mean, it's pushing citizens onto into trains. It's stabbings and slashings here, there, and it's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go in there anymore. I don't. I refuse. It's just, you know, it's not worth it. And it's sad because, you know, it used to be such a wonderful place. And, you know, I used to take the kids in. We used to go do things together as a family. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I'm not going.
Well, they're evacuating all the non-essential personnel out of the Ukraine under fear of the impending invasion that may or may not come. But the first part of $200 million worth of U.S. military aid arrived since Friday into Ukraine. They're offloading it, getting ready to use it.
Which is going to do what, Matt? I mean, it's not going to do
anything. Not much.
I mean, come on. If Russia wants to roll in, Russia's going to roll in.
Now, did you hear that they're talking about sending as many as 5,000 U.S. troops either into the Ukraine or into the region?
I read that last night. I'm like, God, please no. Please, we can't do it. Listen, Germany doesn't want to get involved.
Nope.
Their neck of the woods. Okay? Europe has their own military.
Yep.
Let them handle it. At some point in time, we can't allow every problem around the globe to be our problem. Already we knew what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Germany is basically supposed to be our big ally. They basically said, you know what, we'd rather get our cheap, you know, fuel from Russia. We'd rather sell cheap cars to the, we'd rather sell our cars to, not cheap cars, but rather sell our cars to the Chinese. Yeah, at some point in time, people, you know, you gotta put away this whole NATO thing that you've had going on for so long. The Soviet Union broke up a long time ago.
Yep, and to be continued tomorrow because we'll still be talking about it. I'll bet you money on it.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you have yourself a good day. Stay warm up there, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You've got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Check him out. Find out what he's all about. I'm sure you're going to like what you see. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.